guest this evening and just talking about and paying tribute to Afeso Collins, who passed away today. And many of them are remembering him from the community in which he worked, and remembering him from actually working alongside of him. And of course, he was, because he was a local body politician before he entered Parliament, just after the last election, as a Green Member of Parliament. And I'm delighted this evening to talk to Kieran, Kieran Leone. And Kieran is a councillor for Fiall Ward in Auckland. And nice to hear that what she would have to say about Afeso this evening. Kia ora, Kieran. Nice to talk with you this evening.
Oh, kia ora. Sorry, I'm just trying to get rid of the feedback that's going on in the background. Kia ora.
How's it going now? Was it perhaps your radio on, or is it a bit clearer now?
Yes, that's clearer now. Thank you.
Thank you. Look, thank you very much for coming on this evening. We've had some lovely memories shared this evening. Who have worked with Afeso, and because he was much loved, and he was a very, very much loved community member, member of a church, and people are just so shocked, actually, Kieran. You must have been when you heard too.
Yeah, we were absolutely shocked, and this morning we had heard the news about him, about an incident happening, and we had, I was under the belief that he was actually just going to be taken to hospital and, to be followed through there. But then we got the news in the middle of one of our council meetings, actually, from the mayor, Mayor Wayne Brown, that he had passed away. So yeah, it was really sad to hear that, especially during a meeting and so early in the morning. And yeah, with his age only being 49, and a lot of us are in our 40s, and just really reflecting at the moment, not only on the huge impact that he had here in Tamaki Makaurau, but his leadership style, the fact that he was the first Pacifica candidate to stand as the mayor for the super city in Tamaki Makaurau was huge. You know, it was a really big step forward for this city to actually have a Pacifica candidate. And to know that he really did support Kaupapa Māori as well. So he, with myself and my campaign out in the Faux Ward, he did come out and tautoko and support us with his campaign team. Actually, I think the day before the voting was going to close. And so, particularly that campaign was very much, I was just thinking a lot about that campaign. It was a really emotional campaign that that we all went through in this last election, and been reflecting a lot on that. So no, a huge loss for our city, and he will be greatly missed.
Yes, he will be greatly missed. And that campaign, that mayoral campaign, and I interviewed him a short time after, and he said, it wasn't just that it was grueling, and I mean, Auckland's a huge place, but what he was subjected to, and he was very candid. He was very candid about what was directed at him. And a lot of it was, of course, racism. A lot of it was ugly, absolutely ugly. And the worst thing, he said, it was also directed at his family, which he just couldn't understand that people could be so hateful because somebody, and he did say, "I'm a big brown man, and I'm standing public office, and I'm standing for public office." And he said, I'm hated for having the audacity to even think that I could belong in that space. You know, and I thought, you're a brave man.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the thing is, we had John Tamahere stand as well as a Māori candidate. But I think for him to stand as the first Pacifica candidate really was huge because, as you say, the racism at the time, and I think, unfortunately, even though we did have feedback from Jacinda Ardern at the time, where she felt that it did, what was happening in central government didn't have an impact, but clearly we've had feedback that it did at the time. When you think about Three Waters and everything else that was happening, and then the outcome of what did happen at central government, the signs that he had up with people writing coconut on them, it was just disgraceful to see that. And you know, in our era, to see that kind of racism still existing in our city. So he really went through a lot, and we saw and experienced a lot of that in his campaign team experienced it. So he did, he really did set an example to show us all, really, that if he can do it, we need to be able to come through in the future. He set an example for us to go forward, I believe. There's a lot of us that know that we have to continue that mahi. The mahi doesn't stop there. You know, the fact that he didn't win the seat is it's all part of the journey for us as Māori and Pacifica and Tamaki Makaurau and across, Aotearoa and the issues that we face in terms of racism.
Yeah. Yes, and I was watching an interview with him that he gave not so long ago, and he said, don't think that what happened in the 70s and isn't still happening, because it is. Māori, Pacifica whānau particularly in South Auckland are still targeted, their homes are still entered at night. And he said, so, we cannot sit back and think everything's honky-dory. He didn't use that word, but we can't sit back in New Zealand and feel comfortable and say, now we're going to concentrate. Let's be honest, Leonie. Oh, we can concentrate on targeting and now the beneficiaries. But actually, there's always been targeting of those who are most vulnerable, who don't have a voice. And unless you've got somebody staunch advocating in their corner, they'll be always remain without a voice.
Oh, that's right. And as I say, that's why it just leaves a big set of shoes to fill in terms of the next ones to come through, because we have to continue that journey. We can't accept that we will just continue to have non-brown people in those top leadership roles. I mean, we've all got the qualifications, we've all gone through university, we've all done these things and know that equally we should be getting into those roles. But unfortunately, when you're in Auckland and you see signs where they are riding coconut, and I think even Penny Henare experienced that for the first time during his campaign in the election last year. I think someone actually wrote on one of his signs, nigger, and it was, it's just disappointing that we're all educated enough now to know that that's really inappropriate behaviour and still happening.
Yes, yes. So, Karen, you've just been elected.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Can I just ask you, what's the experience been like? Because I was a local body politician for 11 years, and there's no doubt about it. It has its own culture, doesn't it? The local authority culture, it has its own culture.
Oh, it does. And I think to start off with, I mean, I was very aware when I was campaigning that even though I am half Māori, that I had to be very careful about even disclosing that, because once you do disclose that information, you know that there's a certain way that you may be seen from those that are your constituents. But once now that I've come in, I think one of the positive things is that we have got some very supportive councillors in there, even though we've also got some unsupportive, but we've got a number of supportive councillors who really advocate for kaupapa Māori and advocate for all of the things around equity and so on. So I think that that's great, but then you still hear very racist comments. I think earlier last year we had one councillor that was ripping down signs in the kitchen around Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the use of Te Reo Māori. I mean, he was actively ripping those signs down in a public space within the council and then complaining to our CE not to put those up again. So it's still, the culture is definitely still well alive in terms of people believing that Māori should not be at the table or Te Tiriti shouldn't be recognised.
Yes, yes. Oh, well, I'm a great believer in calling them out and calling them out loudly on it as well, because they're so used to getting away with it. When you say that's racist, what you're saying there is racist. Oh, I said, well, actually, it is. And so you're ill-informed, and that sort of thing. Yeah. And then they get very tetchy about it. But I can tell you something, Leonie, Karen, from my experience, they think twice before they do it again. They're not quite sure, and so they start it's probably just pushing it down rather than, but they certainly are not going to have the free ride that they've always had in the past. And they are racists. And I can tell you, because regional council elected and elected to a city council and elected to a health board as well. And believe me, Kieran, I tell you, you want to do
would have been right across, I can imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. And so you've got to call it out because they don't expect it. And nowadays, and we have to do it because our children rely on us in those positions.
Oh, they do.
They do. So, but, you know, I just heard from someone saying that Efeso led with aroha. And I think that's a wonderful way. And I think that's very true. I think that's a great description of his leadership style.
Absolutely. He did lead with aroha. And I mean, even though he did call out the racism, he just focused on getting that job done regarding the campaign and, you know, the years of work that he put in as a councillor and working very hard in that space. Even though, I mean, at that stage, I think there was still probably only a small handful of Pacifica councillors at the time. So, I mean, always breaking glass ceilings and just kind of moving on with it. So it was really sad to hear that he, you know, he had just done his maiden speech in Parliament and kind of moved to that next step in his career. Just heartbroken to hear the news for his wife and his tamariki and what they must be going through at this time. But we will all be there to tautoko in whatever way we can.
I'm sure you will. And I do. I often think, Kieran, that things happen for a reason. You know, I think this expression in the good book that, oh no, it's not in the good book, but you know, ours not to wonder why. But sometimes I think that things happen for a reason, and that's yet to unfold. But certainly it was a sad day, and particularly for his family, for Efeso's family. But it's been lovely talking with you this evening, and thank you for just sharing that your thoughts in tonight's show, where we are talking to people who are just reminiscing on the man that Efeso was and paying tribute to their friend and colleague. Thank you so much, Kieran.
Thank you for having me. Nga mihi.